This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner reporting the news. Illinois gubernatorial candidate and former state senator Darren Bailey, along with his running mate Aaron Delmar, are launching a statewide tour to, quote, take back Illinois. The five-day tour will make its way to southern Illinois with stops at Culver's in Mount Vernon today from 4 to 5:30 p.m. and then Kiki's Coffee House and Cafe in Anna from 7 to 8:30 p.m. On Friday, Bailey and Delmar will stop at the coffee shop in Carmi from 9 to 10:30 a.m. and Smoke Rise Steakhouse in Olney from noon to 1:30. Polling numbers right now place Bailey far ahead of the other GOP gubernatorial hopefuls. Bailey is joined in the race by former conservative think tank president Ted Dabrowski, video gambling mogul Rick Heidner, and DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick. New federal rules contained in President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act will impose tighter caps on how much money states can raise for their medical programs through provider taxes. States have used provider taxes to help cover their share of the cost of Medicaid since the 1980s. In Illinois, those taxes pay more than one-third of the state's share. The new limits will be phased in starting in fiscal year 2028 and could reduce total Medicaid funding in Illinois by $4.5 billion a year by fiscal year 2031. The impending limits on Medicaid provider taxes will pose a significant challenge for Illinois lawmakers, who will either have to find some other way to pay the state's share of the cost or adjust the program to fit within the new fiscal constraints. This is WSIU.